The gate opened with a creak and slowly clanged shut, leaving her in the tranquil, shaded peace of the ancient burial ground. Her father was an enthusiastic amateur archaeologist, and before her mother's death had often taken Lucy and Tom to dig for what he insisted were the remains of a pagan place of worship beneath their Norman church. They'd found enough evidence to allow the rector to write a learned paper for a respected scientific journal. After that, his enthusiasm had lapsed. Lucy felt the ancient inhabitants of the space around her now, as well as the newer ones like Tom. If anything were needed to convince her that death brought peace to many, this would be the place. The silence had a quality all of its own, so thick and layered, that it felt like walking through time. When Lucy asked her father about that, he'd looked at her strangely and advised her to pray more often. Her mother had understood and felt the same sensations herself. She took in a deep breath and smelled freshly turned earth, cut grass, and something more visceral that tugged at her senses and set the hairs on the back of her neck bristling. Death had its own particular smell. Tom had said that to her once when she'd caught him pacing the hallways of the rectory, too afraid to sleep with his nightmares. Major Kurland would probably understand that, too. She couldn't imagine how it might feel to face an enemy of thousands, knowing you might die and that you must kill or be killed. A blackbird cried a warning, and she remembered to breathe, aware that the graveyard breathed with her. If she wanted to meet secretly with someone, where would she go? Her gaze travelled to the far left of the space where the older, mainly abandoned graves and larger mausoleums were situated. It was also a popular place for village trysts, although Lucy had often wondered why. But then she supposed life and death were sometimes more entwined than she wanted to believe. She picked up her skirts and threaded her way through the stones, avoiding tree roots and grave markers crowded together and broken or discolored with age like a beggar's teeth. A twig snapped somewhere in front of her and she halted. Had Ben Cobbins returned or was someone merely visiting a deceased loved one? There were very few well-tended graves in this area. Her attention was caught by a vivid smear of red on the white marble of a mausoleum dedicated to the long-expired De Vry family. She went closer, her boots crunching on the fallen acorns from the old oak trees, and saw footprints in the mud around the base of the tomb. The blackbird cried out again, momentarily distracting her. She circled the tomb until she reached the front. The white marble facade was stained and cracked with age, and the inscriptions almost disappeared. Oh my goodness! Without thought for her gown, Lucy knelt and studied the scrap of fabric wedged in the door of the vault. It wasn't exactly the same color as the ribbon she'd found yesterday, but it was definitely pink. She leaned forward and tugged at the material, but she couldn't pull it free. She took off her gloves and tried again, her fingers warm against the freezing marble, and still she failed to release it. With a disgusted sound, she sat back. A flicker of movement to her right made her look up. Before she could do more than open her mouth to scream, she was plunged into darkness and knew no more.